Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back on a Take Tuesday in a few minutes here on the show. Our producers will fire away some hot, cold, or tepid takes, and we get to rank them. Chelsea Messenger, PJ Glasser, filling in for Jenks today. And I was looking at these takes, and I was just joking about this. So Den has one that's, like, not related to sports. And I was looking at the words. I'm like, is this a nickname that I, like, couldn't remember? Because, PJ, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but we have to know so many sports that sometimes, like, the names, it's like I search my brain in, like, the archives. I'm like, okay, this person plays a sport. I just need to remember which one. Because, obviously, you know the big names, but it's like role players. It's like a role player for, like, when we were doing our handicaps for college basketball last night, and, like, some of the names seem familiar, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's from March Madness. I think it was somebody who played for, like, Michigan State, and it's just, it has been packed away for so long that it's tough to, like, pull up those names, you know, at the drop of a hat, just because, again, we do so many sports on this show.
Yeah, especially in the college sports now. I mean, with NIL and transfer portal, like, college basketball, like you said, is a big one. Because, I mean, so many of these kids that you see on these mid-major schools that play in March Madness, if they have more years of eligibility, there's a good chance they probably transfer to a Power 4, Power 5 school in college basketball, and then that name rings a bell. So I'm totally with you. Yeah, there are, especially in early on in college hoop season, when you're starting to watch these teams and you read about them and you're like, I remember that kid when he was on, like, you know, St. Peter's, or like he was on Winthrop or whatever it was, and now he's playing for Texas Tech or he's on whatever team. So yeah, happens all the time to me too.
Yeah, college basketball is like the OG at the transfer portal, because, like, that used to happen all the time. Like, it used to be a big thing. And obviously, there's only five guys on the court. So, like, these are big changes. So now it's a thing in, like, college football where, like, these quarterbacks play for 8 years in the college ranks and they go to all these places. But college basketball, I feel like, has always been like that.
I mean, Walter Clayton was a big one. He started his career with Patino at Iona. And I remember watching him a little bit and being like, I like this kid. He won the conference player of the year the first year he was with Patino, and then obviously transfers to Florida. And I didn't realize it until early in the season. I'm like, oh, that Clayton kid's on Florida now. Like, he was pretty good. I always liked him. And then, sure enough, ends up being the hero last season and the big reason why Florida wins the title. So, yeah, this time of year, even your NC State team, you know, especially when you get a new coach with Will Wade, it's like, Trey Holloman. Oh, I remember him at Michigan State. Now he's at NC State. Okay. And then they got DeMarion Williams from Texas Tech. Oh, he's on NC State now. So, yeah, when you get a new coach, too, in college hoops, and they're trying to bring all these new players in, it's like musical chairs trying to figure out where these guys are.
I always wonder if it, like, affects their friendships. Like, I remember college so fondly, where it was so nice to, like, build such strong friendships with people that you know, lived with for 4 years. And some of these guys have to learn new people every year. I feel like that kind of sucks. Like, I know that they're getting paid, but I don't know. I feel like that's one of my favorite parts of college, is that you build an allegiance and you build some sort of a bond. And like, maybe we'll talk about this in College Hoops, because there are teams that have like a strong core of guys who have been around for a while. And I do think it delivers like some sort of an X factor, where those guys actually play with way more chemistry than obviously people who just started playing together.
I think too, just like going to a new city, going to a new campus, right? Like getting acclimated. Like, I feel like in college, I mean, it took me 2 years to know the back roads of the city, or how to take the shortcuts to get to class, or what places I like the best to eat in town, like all that stuff. So these guys that are transferring to like 3 schools in 4 years, I don't even feel like they really get settled in and kind of even know the campus or the city that they're living in. And then they got to pack their bags and move on to the next one.
Well, they're not going to class.
I mean
that's the simple one there. They don't need another shortcuts there. They just open the laptop and then, oh, look, I got a good grade. Here we go. I'll go to practice now.
It's fair.
But still, like, I wasn't even thinking about school. I was thinking about, like, friends and, like, you know, like building a friend group. But I guess that is your team. All right, let's fire up some takes on this Tuesday.
It's time for Take Tuesday. Are these takes hot?
So hot.
So hot.
Or not?
You can't handle the truth.
All right, David, fire up take number one for us.
All right, take number one. We're going to the NFL. Joe Burrow should not play this year and risk another injury with the Bengals, because the Bengals pretty much have to win out to even think about making the playoffs this year.
Ooh.
PJ or Chelsea, whoever wants to start.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with this take. He should not play. Again, the season's over for Cincinnati. Burrow is a quarterback who's prone to injury. Like, there's no reason to bring him back out there, especially behind that offensive line. And the only reason you would bring back a guy like Burrow is to see if he's your quarterback of the future, and we all know that he is for Cincinnati. So, I mean, what's the point? Like, at a certain point for the Bengals, the last month of the season just becomes preseason for them, you know? Like, you're at that point, especially with the roster that needs so much help on defense, you're trying to lose games so that you can get one of the top pass rushers or one of the top players in the draft, help build towards the future. Talked about that last segment, Chelsea. Like, the Bengals, they need a new head coach. They also need a new GM. I mean, they just got to get better players on their team. So not only does it help them not playing Burrow so that he can just remain healthy and be okay for next year, but it helps your team so that you can try and continue to lose games so that you can get a better draft pick. So I really don't see any incentive for Cincinnati to try and win games or bring him back or rush him back. That's why that game against Pittsburgh was so important on Sunday. Now that you've lost that, your season's pretty much over. I would not bring Burrow back.
I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On paper, you're 100% right. But at what point do you think Joe Burrow starts to push back on this? Like, at what point does he start to feel like an action figure that's in the box, that's on the shelf? Because, like, think about how much time he spent on the injured list. And at what point do you think he's like, hey, let me go out there and play a little bit? Like, just to feel like what it's like to play in a game. Because, you know, it's going to be a long layoff. If he waits all the way until next year, I mean, I know he's coming back from an injury, and I don't think that it's fair to rush it or even smart to rush it. But do you get the point that I'm trying to make, PJ? Is that maybe there would be some pushback from Joe himself?
There definitely will be, I'm sure. But again, like, the last thing you want is for him re-aggravating that injury or getting another serious one and missing time next year. Like, I think the Saquon Barkley and what he was going through last year is like the perfect example. When he had a chance to go for the rushing record, they were playing in a meaningless Week 18 game, and the conversation was, do you play Barkley so that he can go for the record? They ended up not playing him. They won the Super Bowl, and now nobody really talks about that anymore, because that was the goal at the end of the day, was winning the Super Bowl. The record would have been great, but then you don't want him getting hurt in that game and have one of your best players out for the playoffs. So I think it's the same with the Bengals. Like, your season's done, and the last thing you want is Burrow being hurt for next year. So I don't think you play.
All right, let's go to the next take. Din, you were up.
All right, this has nothing to do with football, but it has everything to do with how we are going to personally act the next week and a half. Corporations, big corp, has killed Black Friday completely. I've been getting my emails spammed with Black Friday deals. One, they're starting now, which is not Black Friday. It's Tuesday. And two, they're 20% off. 20% off is not a Black Friday deal. We were not elbowing grandmothers for 20% off televisions. We were elbowing grandmothers in 2007 for 80% off televisions. I'm tired of these corporations trying to pull one over on us, the hardworking American people, by saying that 20% off is something we should be running out to get. You give us 30% off or nothing.
I feel this, especially in this economy, right? Where it feels like we are in a tough spot, which I'm not an economist. Don't come at me. But we deserve this. And here's the thing about Black Friday. You are rewarded for whatever work you put in. Like, this was back in the day when people used to line up and they would have the tents and they would camp outside Best Buy. But I don't know if some of this is just due to the fact that, you know, Amazon and Walmart, like, their prices are already so low. So, like, I don't know how you can change it. And a lot of it is stuff that is shipped from overseas, which we know has seen a big hike because of the tariff. So I don't know, economically speaking, but I do agree with you in principle, Denton.
I totally agree with this as well. You know, when I was growing up, my mom used to love Black Friday and waking up early, you know, getting there 2, 3 a.m., getting all these great deals. And it's just like not the case anymore. I mean, now it's like not even Black Friday. These places are opening up like late Thursday. You know what I mean? And they're going overnight. So it's just totally killed it. It's not as fun as it used to be. And it's a shame. And like Denton said, stuff used to be 70, 80% off. Now it's only like 20% off. So stinks.
Well, all right. David, we got time for one more. Fire it up.
All right. I'm going back to the Bengals because they are so interesting. PJ, when the Bengals do fire Zach Taylor, the Bengals should go out and reunite Joe Brady with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase as their next head coach.
I mean, it would be a fun idea to reunite those guys, but the Bengals need a defensive coordinator, man. I mean, they need somebody to get that defense right. They were at their best in the Burrow era when Lou Anarumo was people thought a great defensive coordinator, and he had that defense playing really well. Zach Taylor's always been a terrible head coach, but they still made a Super Bowl with him, not because he was calling plays or he was the coach, but because Joe Burrow was their quarterback. So I've always thought, you know, if you have an elite quarterback, you don't really need an offensive genius. You need somebody to take care of the other side of the ball, and I think that's what the Bengals need, is they need a defensive coach.
Yeah, the offense doesn't have any problems. Like, the only problem is just that Joe Burrow is not playing right now. But when Joe Burrow was playing, Joe Burrow put up MVP numbers last year. The problem was the defense, and especially since Joe Burrow is out of the age range of being like a young quarterback, I don't think it matters anymore. Like, he is a veteran quarterback enough to not need somebody to hold his hand. And plus, we got the Bengals offensive coordinator at Tennessee, Brian Callahan. And let me tell you, I think 100% of the success was Joe Burrow and 0% was Brian Callahan. That's my point, is that I think I agree with PJ there. I think you do need somebody to shore up the defense, but I will say this. It doesn't necessarily have to be a defensive-minded head coach, just somebody who will hire a good defensive coordinator, because that's part of the job as well, is hiring, you know, your assistants correctly and hiring good guys around you. All right, hour three is next. And speaking of hiring, we've got some big jobs open in college football. Where does the carousel land? It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.